It's like they think we enjoy to come out here. You know, it is a nightmare. I hate every second. It's horrible. It makes you feel sick. You hate it. But it's something that you feel you've just got to do.
Women working here in Doncaster's Red Light District have told me they can't afford not to do it. Many need cash to feed a drink or drug habit. For others, including Sam, it's also about feeding her family.
My son relies on me solely. So, you know, when he asks for something or you want something, I like to be able to provide it. However hard it is, I do it. He'd be heartbroken if he knew this is what I were doing to, do you know what? But to see that smile on his face means everything to me.
Thorn Road is also where Emma was first paid for sex, aged just 12.
I ran away from home and I met someone and she were out here and I could see how much money she were earning. And I thought, oh, wicked. Yeah, I'll do that. And then loads. And ever since then, I just carried on.
The rise in street prostitution has been put down mainly to benefit changers.
They really have got it bad, you know. They've got children to support. And I know people might say, oh, yeah, well, you should be working. But it's not that easy to get a job when you've got a background like we have.
A growing number of women, like Joanne, have also told me that's why, despite getting out, they've had to return.
I was shocked how much it had changed, because it were all about Thorn Road. The girls were coming out with their cans in the round and being right loud and abusive. And that's why the neighbours are complaining.
They need support. However, when I was in the position when I was having to speak to my children when they were younger, I just wanted them not there.
After seeing men pull up outside her front window for business, Bernie Aston took things into her own hands.
I started Neighbourhood Watch because I wasn't going to put up with it. Not a lot of people are doing anything about it now up on Thorn Road because I think they've just given up. If the police aren't doing anything about it, what can you do?
All this week, Hallam FM's looking into the issue. There's also more about it online.